Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is hit by the pitch. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Tate reaches second base with a double. There goes Kerr trying to get to home. Vosmek throws the ball into Myatt, who tags Kerr for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Kham moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kham moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds catches it and throws to home to double up Averill. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a line drive into left field. Fonseca picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fonseca. Myatt moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Myatt moves to third. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-0 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tate strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Faber moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Faber moves to third. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Faber scores. Sullivan scores. Fonseca moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Myatt bunts towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmek moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmek scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kerr strikes out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Faber bunts towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan juggles the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Tate moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. Blue moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Sullivan moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmek takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Harder covering. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate is walked intentionally. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Mel Harder. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds pinch runs for Bibb Falk. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Seeds moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-4 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.